So the department was tasked with appointing a panel of healthcare professionals and with monitoring emerging science and medical information relevant to health effects, potential health effects of marijuana, and monitoring drug use patterns. Today I'll be focusing on monitoring emerging science. And of course, we had to start with an extensive review of existing literature. We're now doing ongoing updates and adding new topics. So I'll talk about how we select topics and articles, how we develop evidence statements, and how we extend that evidence into practice. So first we select broad topics such as marijuana use during pregnancy or use by adolescents. At the beginning, we tried to define multiple specific questions, but we found that unlike a typical systematic review, we really wanted to cover a wide breadth of potential health effects, and so we wanted to find out anything that the literature could tell us. So our searches are primarily on Medline and following the bibliography trail, and the majority of our studies that we find are observational. So once we found the relevant articles for one of these broad topic areas, we then grouped the findings by population, exposure, and outcome, which I'll just call PO sometimes. As an example, we might find three articles that evaluated depression among youth under 18 who heavily used marijuana. So for each of these POs, then that gives us a core of an evidence statement. And then we look at the articles with findings relevant to that PO and grade each finding as low, medium, or high quality. We use criteria from the Moose and grade systems. And just a subtle clarification, we're not rating each study quality per se, but rather how well a specific finding informs the specific population exposure and outcome that we're interested in. So both GRADE and Moose are can be easily found with Google searches. The Moose guidelines are written specifically for reviews of observational studies. Next, for these groups of findings, we label them as either supporting or non-supporting for an association between the exposure and the outcome in the population of interest, and then give that overall body a weight of evidence, such as substantial, moderate, limited. And these are based on very specific rules that we've put in this guidance document. At the top here, it just shows different ways that a body of evidence could be deemed substantial. And this gives us then final evidence statements, such as we found mixed evidence for whether or not heavy marijuana use by youth under age 18 is associated with depression. That's the end of our evidence statement process, but then we also translate these into public health statements, and we make education recommendations, which inform activities such as our own preventive services divisions, Good to Know and Protect What's Next campaigns. We also identify research gaps, and I'm excited to tell you that Colorado has a newly funded grant program that will be putting out a request for applications at the beginning of July, and the research gaps from this process informed our priorities for that RFA. We also make surveillance recommendations, which inform our own efforts, and things such as a CSTE position statement that will be addressed at this conference. And that is all. Have a good day.
Thank you.